Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's visit with our Sal Capaccio on last night's Bills win over Miami. Sal joins us now on the West Her Hotline. To get right to it, Sal, a couple of callers have come at us in this game with somewhat of a critical mind. And I wonder how critical of the Bills you would be about that game.
Yeah, I got a lot of the same sentiment today. I got it last night on, reading tweets. And then after Arrow Up, Arrow Down, same thing. And I think this morning I got it on Extra Point Show. And look, I think there's definitely things that need to be improved. The third down defense was not good last night. There's no doubt about that. There's some other things about the offense that stalled. No doubt. There's always room for improvement. There's always things you want to go back. It was not perfect. It wasn't the best, most clean game, but man, I think that expectations are getting a little bit out of reality here for a lot of people, to be quite honest with you guys. I mean, just because you're favored to win by 12.5 doesn't mean you should win by 20. And you score 31 points a game, 31 points in a game against a division rival after on 4 days rest. I mean, I think we've gotten to a point, and I've made this point, and I think Chris has made this point, Chris Brown. I just think that we live now in an era where people watch highlights of teams and players and play fantasy football, and there's this expectation or maybe a perception that all these teams and these players are just doing all these incredible things all the time and can't do anything wrong. So when the Bills do something wrong, it seems like it's totally out of character and you're the only team. That's just not reality. It's not the way it is. So, yeah, I think that there are things to be critical about in this game. But holy cow, man, you just beat the Dolphins by 10 points at home on 4 days rest, a team that was 0-2 and trying to claw their season. I think that that's a pretty good win in my book.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I'll just add here, like, not that we are responsible for people's expectations, but some of it, I think, we spent a lot of the week talking about Mike McDaniel is going to walk the plank after this game, because the Bills are going to stomp him. And so that raises expectations, even subtly, even if you don't take it all in and digest it. You're hearing it if you're plugged in and paying attention to shows like this one and others. So there is, I think, a certain expectation. But I definitely agree with the, like, watching the whole league and understanding that, like, everyone just doesn't do everything right all the time. It isn't perfect. It got tense there last night, yeah. But I guess it should, right? It's a football game.
That's exactly right. I think it should. Although I say overall it should, but I do think that, like, it shouldn't at a point in the game where, the Bills had a chance to go up two scores. They're at the Miami 16-yard line. At the very worst, it should be 17-7 after that drive, but it probably should be 21-7. They don't cash in. They have no gain. They have a -2 play, and then they get a sack, and then they miss the field goal. Then Miami comes down and scores. Like, that's where you should have put them away. Like, there's criticism here, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a you got to execute better there. No doubt about that. There were times in this game where I felt that you know, the Bills' offense just did not push the ball down the field enough. And look, only that was a criticism I got a lot of today. One of, you know, I've heard and I had a couple people say to me today, well, I can't believe the Bills or Joe Brady aren't letting Josh Allen, not allowing him to throw down the field. What do you mean not allowing? He has the ball. He's in control of that. Like, he's the guy that makes that decision. Do people really think that there aren't players running routes more than 10 yards downfield? That's just unrealistic to think that. What the reality is that Josh Allen had a couple of times where he looked downfield and decided to check it down, and that the Bills are probably trying to make sure that they protect the ball as best they can by not taking unnecessary risks on certain play calls. No doubt about that. I saw with my own two eyes from the field, Josh Allen looked downfield several times and then decided, you know what? I'm throwing it down here. I'm taking the check down. So, yeah, I just think that sometimes the criticism is so general because you don't see what's actually going on, and that's okay. Fans can be fans, and they want to have these – They have a certain expectation for their teams. I also just think this fan base is a bit spoiled, to be quite honest with you, because of what this team has been able to do. Boy, I mean, I remember last year the Bills were scoring 30 points a game, and, you know, the defense was, you know, letting up points. And I literally had people say to me, well, I don't care. You need to score 40 a game then. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, that nobody does that in this league.
One thing, too, about the check down options, like, if that's going to be a five-yard play, their thing is the three tight ends and James Cook and getting open receivers out of different formations in that personnel group, using Gilliam too. And a five-yard play, I mean, they have not turned the ball over at all. That's become their brand here in a year plus. That'll work, you know, and last night was an example of this. And they have taken the whole third, you know, sixth offensive lineman or third tight, the whole thing up notches this year. And you said it right after the draft with respect to Hawes. Here's a guy who can be Alec Anderson and better, and also an eligible receiver who has experience, you know, running routes. And what a start to his career, Sal. Interesting sequence there right at his touchdown. The snap, the timeout is called on, well, it's the not even the play before. It's that play. They regroup. He's back out there in that same position, goes in motion, slips, comes back, and, you know, in that this is the way of the Bills these days. Of course, Allen avoids him, just stepping back, no issue. And then he's ready for that shovel pass there for the touchdown. Interesting yeah. player, big hit in you know, the betting props last night if you happen to have him. And what a great start for him.
No doubt about it. And listen, I mean, he is doing exactly what this team drafted him to do. When he was drafted, it wasn't just he's a blocking tight end. He's really great at it. I think we all saw that. But, you know, we knew and we were told, like, look, he could actually catch a pass or two once in a while. Like, he's not some just, you know, bumbling, blocking tight end. He's not a lineman. He's not. He's a tight end. That's what he does. He's also super smart, by the way, right? I mean, he went to Yale before he went to Georgia Tech to play football. So, you know, he's a smart guy. I love – the Bills are doing exactly what they've wanted to do for years at the tight end position now. And the way Jackson Hawes described, by the way, after the game to me, he threw in Reggie Gilliam in that group, said, we have a four-headed snake. That's what he said, because they could just come at you. They could pound you. And when teams run, I asked the guys, I asked Austin Knox, I asked Jackson Hawes about what can you do to a defense when you can put three tight ends in the field and they still don't know if you're actually going to run the ball, right? How much of a stress is that on a defense? And, yeah, they love it. They just love that they can just do so much with those three guys in the field and you know, be able to come at you in a lot of different ways. But you're right, Mike. Like, the Bills' offense is, hey, we don't have to get 11 yards on the first play and all the way down the field. No, we can do, five, and then we can do six, and we can put ourselves in second and short, and we can set ourselves up for, these more manageable situations. And to them, there's nothing wrong with it. And I know fans, it's not sexy for a lot of people. And I'd love to see Josh Allen throw deep ball after deep ball. That'd be great. But the Bills have this philosophy now of, we have a guy here that we want to keep healthy for 17 games. We don't need to take risks because we're good enough to win without taking risks and to give the other team extra chances. So as long as we can keep doing that, we're going to keep doing that.
Sal, how about James Cook in this game? I'm curious if your view from the sideline and if you look back on it at all, it felt like he was a whisker away from breaking two or three really big runs.
He was super close. I mean, the one ankle tackle went on the toss sweep to the right, guys. To the right, going right to left on television, towards the scoreboard end. toss sweep to the right. Man, he just didn't get out of the ankle tackle. He said that after the game. He said he was a little like, I don't know if he was frustrated, whatever word he was, that he thought that he could have taken. The way he said it, I could have taken a couple to the crib, right? He didn't take a couple to the crib.
I think that's the one Fitzpatrick got him on, I think, is the one you're referring to. That was right in front of me where we were sitting.
Yes. So right. I think no doubt. But, man, you know, James is he's really stepped up. I had a caller today, and actually Point Show make a good point. He said not only the Bills might have the MVP, they could have the Offensive Player of the Year in James Cook. I mean, he really is starting off as a player that could be in that conversation.
Yeah,
that's
right.
How good he's been, actually, right? I mean, you think about – you know, what he did last year. And I remember Matthew Berry. I'm reading Love Hate by Matthew Berry before the season for fantasy. And Matthew Berry's like, here's players I hate this year. When he says hate, he means like, you know, you shouldn't be this high on him. And he said, and he had James Cook. And he said the regression in touchdowns is inevitable. Well, so far it isn't. I mean, he just tied a franchise record with his seventh straight game with a rushing touchdown.
How about his usage? Now, the first two games, it was very much like it had been last year and even the year before. But last night, 67% of the snaps, the vast more than 70%, I think, of the carries in the game. Is that hope? I'm going to hope that that's game script because I want to be careful. Like when he signed the contract, I know a lot of us wondered, like, okay, does that mean they're going to use him more because they want to get more out of him? And my thought was, don't do that. Like, it works the way it is. You've got your guys in your roles. I wonder, like, Davis has had a very uneventful, to be kind, start to the season so far.
No carries last night.
Right. Yeah. Ty Johnson is still in his role. I just wonder if last night was maybe an aberration, or are we seeing a trend where maybe Cook is becoming more of a guy that's going to be on the field that much?
I think he will be on the field more than he was last year. I think he's they're showing a little bit more faith in him in all situations. And yes, you're right. I think it's kind of curious to me that Ray Davis hasn't been really that involved. I do want to give some space here, and I don't know this. You know, we're not in there, and they wouldn't tell for sure. But I do want to give some space here to the fact that they have 10 days off after this game, and they knew that. And I think it's easier. I mean, Joey Bosa is another good example of this guy. Joey Bosa, when he played 69% of the snaps week one, we were told, yeah, that's a little higher than we want. He was over 80% in this game. And I just wonder if it's the Bills new, hey, there's 10. You leave it all hang out this game. Like, let's go out, win this game, it's division, and then you got 10 days before the next game. So we could put a little bit more on these guys if we have to.
And it was close. Like, they needed it. It was important. And you'd want to think if it's tied mid to late fourth quarter, your best players are on the field.
You know, the one usage on Bosa, this was, we had a caller earlier that, you know, was you know, I want to be critical. And like, I got things I want to be critical about. Maybe my least favorite thing that happened all night last night does pertain to Bosa. And it and I guess it's snap percentage, as it turns out, like how often he's playing. What is he doing on the field on that last Miami series? Like, is that just like, let's try to get him a sack for bonuses or something? Like, the game is over. You've got your 10-point lead, and he got collided with, and like, you know, he's fine, I assume. We haven't heard anything, but man, that I'm watching that happen. Like, he like missed the tackle, and then a teammate, I think, collided with him, and I saw it and went like, why are you not in bubble wrap right now? The game is over.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. I don't really know, and didn't think about that. But maybe it's because he's the only person getting close to Tua. But you're right, it was pretty much over anyway.
Right.
But he really was the only person getting close to Tua other than Tre'Davious White when he came clean on a blitz and should have had him and just took a bad angle at the end of it, and Tua got out of it, right? I mean, my criticism is of third down defense, but I think Sean McDermott had a really interesting take on that today. You know, Sean's honest. He's going to tell you it wasn't good enough, the percentage. You know, Sean's take on the third down defense was, look, we forced 15 third down opportunities. Like, that's a lot. And they were really good on first and second down, but no doubt you got to finish the third down, right? Like, you get them there, you got to finish. He wasn't excusing it, but he was actually very happy with the defense played overall because I think the way it sounded to me, what he was saying was, look, when you put a team into 15 different third down situations, like, generally you're going to get off the field, but no doubt they have to do a better job. And he actually, you know, Sean liked the way the defense played based on his comments after the game and today.
All right, Sal, are they off for a few days here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I asked Deion Dawkins about that, and he goes, you know, man, he goes, it won't be no days off. You know McDermott will have us in here doing something, right? But I think so. I think they're going to. I don't know the exact schedule, but they did McDermott and coordinators today, so obviously that means, you know, this weekend they won't be they probably – I don't know if they will on Monday, but it tells me it probably won't on Monday. They'll get some time off here, and then next week they'll be back at it for a regular Sunday afternoon game the following week.
Very good. Thanks for this, and we'll talk next week.
All right, you got it, guys. Thank you.
All right, it's our dude Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Time to hit a pumpkin farm, say.
For them? Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Something to do this time of year.
Yeah.
Free weekend. I'll be in Ellicottville on Sunday. That'll be another thing you could do.
That's a nice spot to be on a, is it fall yet? It'll be fall on a nice fall Saturday. Close enough.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We're right at the crux of it
right
this weekend, summer to fall. That's exciting to think about. Let's go to David here. Hi, David.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hi, David.
How y'all?
Good. Thank you.
Okay, so I feel like last night was super stressful, but a lot of people, like, I feel like a lot of people are missing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the fact that, like, we had no Ed Oliver and Matt Milano. They're huge. Like, and I feel like Ed Oliver makes Joey Bosa a better player.
Okay.
Right? I mean, like, true or false? Like, they played together for the last two games, and then there's no Ed Oliver last night. And
well, Oliver didn't play against the Jets.
Ed Oliver didn't play against the Jets.
Oh,
right.
All right. Fair enough.
I would say both. Bosa's one good game was the game against the Jets.
Your point still holds. I mean, Oliver helps them. It helps them. It's going to help everyone be better if you've got one of your best defenders on the field. No question. No question.
All right. I'm starting to feel it a little bit.
Feel what?
I'm dragging a little bit now.
Oh yeah.
I didn't need to be up until 2. I have no excuse. I didn't go.
Right. Yeah. You should have gone to sleep.
I should have gone to sleep. And what's happening to me lately is there are like, I want to do it like this. When I start to yawn, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it down. You're tired now. Don't refill your glass.
Mm-hmm.
Don't grab the chips. This is close the computer. You'll get to your fantasy lineups in the morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually have a morning this way.
You need some discipline.
But I don't do that. And I stay up. And last night, there was one team. Like, I've got all these records. You make fun of me for it. But there's one team that I shared with, and I don't have access to it. Like, I can't look up that team, and I didn't take notes on it. And so what I did was my partner on this draft streamed it. And I went and watched it so that I could know who's on the team.
Streamed what?
He streamed our draft.
What are we? Oh, okay.
On ship chasing.
I see. Okay.
So now I just decided.
Oh, you went back and looked to
I watched the stream.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
To see who was on our team. I knew a couple guys, but I wanted to know how we were doing. I didn't want to bug him at like 1 in the morning.
This was an old stream. You went back and looked.
Yeah, like a month ago.
Yeah.
Right. So I did that. And it's 1 or 1:15 in the morning, and here I am on the couch, laptop in my lap. I'm watching this stream. Dog's asleep. She's getting better at actually sleeping in her bed, not on the couch. Because if she's on the couch with me and I move at all, she just freaks out. Like something scary is happening and I don't want to see that. So get her in her bed. It's quiet. And I'm watching the stream and I hear her bark on the stream. And I remembered that I did this stream from the living room. And I just took my chances because my Wi-Fi goes in and out. So I'm doing the stream in the living room, taking my chances that Margot will not bark during it if, you know, someone comes to the door or, you know, a leaf blows in the air or something. And so she starts to bark on the stream and she jumps up in real life and barks at herself. It's the bark vortex.
Wow.
Is happening here. She's barking at her own barking.
Wow. Everything comes home to roost there.
Everything comes back to Margot.
Yeah. Yeah, you got no... Yeah, I mean, I got home at 1:30 and ostensibly ate dinner at like 1:45. Yeah. So I was up until 2:30 because I'm eating pizza and wings at, you know, and that's a good feeling, by the way. You know, it's you know,
I did the same thing.
2 a.m. and it's like, what? But I was super hungry. I didn't have a lot to eat at the football game. So, you know, I had some fruit before we went out there. I mean, that was my day.
Fruit.
So,
it was like 2 o'clock.
So I needed, I had a protein shake. So I needed something. But yeah, 2:30.
Fruit. What did you have to eat? Fruit before fruit. You got there at like 2, right? 2:15?
2:20.
And you had some fruit before that?
Yep.
Half an hour earlier. You said you had traffic?
A little bit. On the way there, yeah. On the way home, oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean,
you had traffic going there, though, even though it was early in the afternoon.
We did, yeah. Yeah. Getting out of there is fun. You people who've been doing this for like your whole entire lives, I mean, I've always had a tremendous amount of respect. You know, when we were out there all the time for post game, you know, a day where it's 40 and raining, like fans are there. It's like, man, you people, you really grind it out. Sitting there, like, I moved an eighth of a mile in an hour. You know, as we got out of the game, like we did not rush out of there. We stood around and watched the scene on the field and the handshakes. And I mentioned Eric that I watched Sale talk to Jackson Hawes, and I just wanted to kind of drink it in.
Amazon.
I don't know. Yeah, right. Watch that show set up. People around me screaming how much they love Fitz. You know, I don't think I'm going to be in there again for a game. So I wanted to just sort of soak it in. So, but yeah, I mean, get in the truck and Nate Geary's talking and I'm sitting there and it's 11:30 and then it's 12:30 and then it's 12:45 and then Zach is coming on and I'm on Route 5 still. Like, wow.
You know what's tougher, actually, just quickly, you know what's tougher than leaving a Bills game half an hour to an hour after it's over? Leaving a Bills game half an hour to an hour before it starts. As I did yesterday.
I've done that plenty of times, too.
That's not easy.
That can be tough.
I'm in that field house lot, and I'm not sure how to get out. When you arrive, there's all kinds of open entrance spaces, but by the time that we're close to game time, it's all gated, or almost all gated. So it's really like a maze, and people are just walking everywhere, and, you know, just like...
You're the guy in the car driving still, right?
Yes, that was me. Hi, yesterday, trying to get home for kickoff, which, by the way, I missed one play.
Right.
But I'm driving around that just, you know, trying not to hit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be bad. And also trying to figure out how to get out.
Yep.
And, you know, when you come in off Big Tree, at that close to game time, all the lanes are incoming traffic. Mm-hmm. There's no lane for you to, you can't get out at 7:30.
Right.
Last night, you can't get out that way. So you have to go back out onto Abbott and turn left onto Abbott where it's no longer closed. And there are, I mean, hundreds of fans are walking. They're not expecting cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're not interested in where the crosswalk is. They're just all spread out all over the street. So I get to the place where, like, if somebody were coming in, there were two women who were, like, going to scan their parking passes. I'm going out. I said, this is how I go out? And she said, yes. She says, just go out there. The sheriff will see you. And I get out there, but I can barely get out there at all. Because people are just coming in diagonally through Abbott, you know, toward the gates. And then she sees my predicament and starts to, you know, guide me out and starts to hold people back a little bit and helped me eventually get to Abbott. Then you can't turn left on Big Tree at that hour. Right. That's blocked off. So all the way past ECC and Southwestern in that way. But leaving a Bills game an hour after it's over is hard. Leaving a Bills game an hour before it starts, maybe harder.
That's how I would have wanted to go home last night, but I couldn't. I couldn't get there. I go that way. Okay. Abbott's open now. Okay, I'm turning right, and then I'm just sitting in front of the stadium. Well, the stadiums, really. I'm sitting in between
the stadiums.
I'm sitting between the stadiums for an hour. It's cool. Fine.
Has the show ever sounded older? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Friday continues. Sal's visit, which is always a treat, is part of our Drive at 5 segment, Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that the Drive at 5 is brought to you by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com, by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com, and by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sidelined with a sprain, strain, or break, get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. We'll look for your calls again after sports, 803-0550. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.